Hollywood, California, we present Gene Herschelt in a new Dr. Christian story called Bad Boy. Presented for your enjoyment by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly, Vaseline Hair Tonic, and other famous Vaseline specialties. How many of you men listening in tonight put water on your hair before you comb it? Probably thousands of you. And I'll bet most of you who do are bothered by dry scalp. If you do have dandruff, brittle or falling hair, or itchy scalp, or any other sign of dry scalp, chances are you'll get quick relief by using Vaseline Hair Tonic. You'll find Vaseline Hair Tonic unlike any other you have ever used. It contains no drying ingredients of any kind. Vaseline Hair Tonic adds to the natural oils of the scalp, helps to remove unpleasant dandruff scales. It leaves your hair soft and lustrous. It leaves it easy to comb and easy to keep in place. For your hair's sake, try a thorough massage with Vaseline Hair Tonic before each shampoo. Then use a little as you comb your hair each morning. Just a few drops of Vaseline Hair Tonic will do, for it's one of the most economical hair tonics you can buy. It costs only 40 cents for a generous shaker top bottle. Get a bottle of Vaseline Hair Tonic at your neighborhood druggist today. Once you've tried it, you'll be buying the large 70-cent economy size from then on. And now for tonight's story. Gene Herschelt, our star, will be supported by a talented Hollywood cast, including Rosemary DeCamp, who plays the doctor's secretary, Judy Price, Bobby Mock, in the role of Ted Gallagher, our town's bad boy, Albert Van Antwerp playing Judge Latimer, and Joseph Forte as Alex Franklin, principal of our school. As the curtain rises, we find Dr. Christian and Judy returning from a late emergency case at the new hospital. It is 2 a.m., and the folks of River's End are all sound asleep as Judy's car rolls down deserted State Street.
You needn't have waited all this time for me, Judy. One of our interns would have driven me home.
Oh, I didn't mind, Dr. Christian.
Oh, my car would have to break down just when I needed it most.
Yeah, that's always the way.
I had no idea this Elkin case would keep me so long, Judy. I wouldn't have let you drive me out.
Oh, that's all right. Certainly looks as though everybody else in River's End was in bed.
Well, there's not a person in sight.
There's a light across the street there in Rollins' jewelry store. Oh, goodness, what was that?
Oh, just backfiring, I guess.
Sounds more like shooting.
Those are gunshots, Judy.
Hey, they came from across the street.
Judy, look. Someone's coming out of the jewelry store.
Oh, it looks like Teddy Gallagher.
It is. Ted! Oh, Ted!
Didn't hear you, I guess.
Well, we'd better stop. Something's wrong.
Okay.
You wait out here in the car, Judy, until I see what's going on.
Not on your life. I'm coming right along with you.
Well, let me go first.
All right. Is the door locked?
I don't think so. No, it's open.
And in we go.
Judy, just look at the place.
Ooh, somebody's gone through it all right.
Oh.
Look, on the floor back of the counter. Oh. It's Slim Elliott, the night watchman.
Yes, I see.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Judy, but I guess we have to make another trip back to the hospital tonight.
Dr. Christian, Slim Elliott tells me that you and Judy Price saw Ted Gallagher leaving Roland's jewelry store last night. Directly after the shooting.
Why, yes, Judge Latimer, we did.
I see. Well, it was difficult for me to believe that he was mixed up in this. The rest of the boys are so much older.
So you know who they are already?
Well, we had a pretty good idea who they were from Slim's description. They're hoodlums from across the tracks.
I see.
We have four of them in custody now, including Ted.
I wonder how Ted got started running around with them.
Oh, it was easy enough, I suppose. He's ostracized by the sons and daughters of all respectable citizens.
You know, Judge Latimer, somehow I've never been able to agree with anyone else in town that Ted Gallagher was thoroughly bad.
Well, you know what they say, Doctor. There's a little bit of bad in all of us. And I imagine that could apply to Ted, the other way around.
I think there's more than just a little bit of good in that boy, Judge. But he's never been given a chance to prove it.
Do you know him well, Dr. Christian?
Oh, fairly well. I've been out at the farm many times to see Ted's mother. She's always ailing.
They're a pretty shiftless lot, aren't they?
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid they are. His father especially. Ted's never had much encouragement from either of them.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
What will you do with him?
Well, the logical thing is to sentence him to reform school.
Oh.
Quite a serious charge, you know.
Yes, I suppose it is. But I'm afraid of what reform school will do to Ted right now.
How old would you say he is?
Oh, 14 or 15, I'd guess. He's just at that impressionable age where he might turn one way or another, Judge. It'll depend entirely on his environment and contacts.
Yes, I've thought of that.
Isn't there anything else you can do?
Well, I could put him on probation, but I don't know anyone in town who'd want to bother with him.
Yes, I'm afraid that's true.
Unless you'd be willing to assume that responsibility, Doctor.
I?
Yes. That's one of the reasons I asked you to stop in this morning.
Oh, but Judge Latimer...
You're the only person I could think of who might be willing to give Ted Gallagher this one last chance.
I see.
Of course, you're under no obligation to assume that responsibility, Dr. Christian.
No, every adult in every town in this country is responsible for the welfare of the children of the community, Judge.
Yes, I know. But how few are willing to recognize it. However, I just thought I'd give Ted this chance before I pass any final judgment.
I'll do it, Judge Latimer. I don't know much about raising young boys, but at least it'll be better than to a phone school.
Good. I'll call Ted in. He's waiting outside. Ted! Ted!
Yes, sir.
Come in here, Ted.
Okay.
Good morning, Ted.
Dr. Christian.
Sit down, Ted.
Why should I?
We have something to say to you.
Yeah, I know. I'm bad. I'll never amount to anything. I should be ashamed of myself. Oh, I've heard it a million times. I'm sick of it.
Well, that wasn't exactly what we intended to say, Ted.
You might as well. Everybody else I know does.
You do realize the seriousness of this charge, do you not?
I didn't do nothing. I told you I didn't.
Sit down, Ted, won't you?
He's going to send me to reform school, Doc. All the fellas in the gang say he is. I didn't do nothing. Honest, I didn't.
Please sit down, Ted. There's no need to get so excited.
Okay. I didn't shoot Slim, Doc. I didn't have no gun.
No one is saying that you did.
And the judge here is. The fellows are all saying I'm going to take the rap.
You pick up their language very quickly, don't you, Ted?
I'm not going to no reform school, no matter what you say. You can't lock me up. I'd rather die first.
Oh, don't get excited, Ted. Dr. Christian and I believe that you deserve another chance.
You mean I don't get locked up?
No, Ted. Judge Latimer is going to put you on probation.
Probation? What's that?
Well, Dr. Christian has agreed to be responsible for your actions for the next 6 months.
Then I don't go to reform school?
No, Ted. But you will have to report to Dr. Christian every day.
That won't be so bad, will it, Ted?
No, but why are you going to all this trouble for me, Doc?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I like you.
You do?
Yes, I do, Ted. And you'd better not let me down. If you do now, I'm the one who'll have to take the rap.
The story of Ted Gallagher, bad boy of River's End, will be continued in just a moment. Meanwhile, during intermission, may I present to you one of our studio guests who has something of interest to say about one of the products that make this program possible.
I'm a social worker, and my job keeps me away from home 3 days a week. So on those days, my two small sons are on their own. But I never worry, because Dick and Dave are as self-reliant as many boys lots older. For one thing, when they get small cuts, burns, scratches, and other minor injuries, they know what to do. I keep a jar of Vaseline jelly where they can get at it easily and take care of these small injuries themselves. Vaseline jelly has so many other uses, too. I don't know how I'd get along without it.
There are very few people in the whole country who get along without Vaseline jelly, for this amazingly popular medicant is in more than 9 out of 10 homes throughout the United States. People everywhere use Vaseline jelly for all kinds of minor skin injuries and irritations because it does these 3 important things. First, Vaseline jelly forms a protective film that helps keep infection out when the skin is broken. Second, it soothes irritation and promotes rapid healing. And third, It softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural oils. If your supply of Vaseline jelly is running low, be sure to get some more tomorrow. A generous jar or tube costs only 10 cents at any drugstore. The curtain is going up now on the next act of our Dr. Christian drama, the story of Ted Gallagher, the bad boy of River's End. The first month of Ted's probationary period has passed, and the results to both Judy and the doctor have been somewhat startling. The scene is the doctor's office.
Hey, Judy!
Ted Gallagher, how many times have I told you not to come banging into the office like that? Suppose the place had been full of patients.
All the better for the doctor, I'd say.
Listen, Fresh, after this you come in like a gentleman.
You wouldn't know the difference if I did.
Oh, I wouldn't, huh?
You couldn't think of a smart comeback to that one, could you?
School out already?
Sure. It's after 3.
Goodness, it is.
Where's Doc, Judy?
The doctor has gone to remove the splints from the Elkins boy's arm.
Oh, Christopher.
Ted Gallagher, how often have I told
you... Doc promised me he'd wait so I could go along.
You go along?
Sure. Doc lets me go with him on lots of his calls. Says I might even be a doctor myself one of these days.
I'm afraid nothing you do would surprise me, Ted Gallagher.
I've got something here, I bet well.
Hmm?
It's in my school bag someplace.
What is it this time?
Something I made specially for you. Ah, here it is.
Why, Ted!
Go on, take it.
Oh, it's an inkstand, isn't it?
Sure. I carved it myself out of one piece of wood. Just for you.
In school?
Oh, no. Out back in Doc's tool shed.
Why, it's marvelous, Ted. I'll put it right here on my desk. And thank you very much.
I lugged it all the way out to your house last night, but there wasn't nobody home.
There wasn't anybody at home?
No.
I was correcting your grammar, Mr. Gallagher, not trying to prolong this conversation.
What's the matter, Judy? Don't you like me?
Oh, you're all right, I guess.
You didn't want Doc to take me on here, did you, when I first came?
Why, Ted, what makes you say that?
Oh, I could tell. You were polite and everything, but you never kidded with me the way you do now.
Well, I'm not kidding with you now. I have work to do.
When will Doc be back, Judy? Do you know?
Oh, he'll be back soon, I think.
Call me when he comes, will you? I've got something I want to show him, too.
Where are you going?
Oh, I'll be out in my office.
Your office?
Yeah. Tool shed to you. Let me know when he comes in.
Just whose office girl am I, anyway? Dr. Christian's office? Oh, Judge Latimer. Good afternoon. No, Dr. Christian hasn't come back yet. Who? Oh, Ted, yes. Oh, he's been doing splendidly. He's a little noisy at times, but... just a minute, Judge.
Hello, Judy.
Dr. Christian's just come in, Judge Latimer. Will you hold the wire, please?
Is that Judge Latimer?
Yes, Doctor. He's called to inquire about Ted.
Let me talk to him.
All right, here.
Good afternoon, Judge. Yes, Judy just told me you called about Ted. Well, I'm quite proud of the progress he's made, Judge. Yes, I've been letting him look through some of my medical books. And he seems quite interested and impressed. You never can tell. We might make a doctor out of him yet. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Judge, tomorrow is Ted's birthday, and I'm arranging a little surprise party for him. Can you come?
Why, Doctor, I didn't know.
Oh, just a few of the boys and girls from the neighborhood. Oh, yes, the parents have finally decided it's safe to let them come. Good. About 4 o'clock, then? At my house? We'll expect you. Yes, George, I will. Thank you for calling. Goodbye.
I didn't know tomorrow was Ted's birthday, Dr. Christian.
Neither did I until this morning, Judy. I was looking through some of my files.
He's out in the tool shed now.
I wondered if he'd been around... You know, Judy, I feel very happy about Ted. I even think he might be a great surgeon someday.
Oh, you're just a born optimist.
Oh, he might. I've watched him work out there in the tool shed from time to time, building and carving things out of pieces of wood. The skill in those two strong hands of his is amazing.
He brought me this inkstand just this afternoon.
Look, you can see the skill, Judy. The craftsmanship he's put into that.
Mm-hmm.
See the delicacy of that design and yet the strength, the power behind it.
Isn't it wonderful, Dr. Christian, that everything's turning out so well for him?
Why, Judy, I didn't think you were any too fond of Ted.
Oh, of course I am. I'm as fond of him as you are. Only I don't dare let him see it. He rules the roost here now without my falling for him, too.
He does have a way with him.
I'd better call him. I told him I would as soon as you came in.
Hey, Judy!
It's too late now, I'm afraid.
Hey, Doc, I thought you were going to take me with you to see the Elkins boy today.
I'm sorry, Ted, but I can't wait.
What on earth have you got in that box?
Oh, something I want to show Doc.
For goodness sakes, what's that?
Wait till I open it up. I'll show you.
Why, Ted, it's a dog.
Oh, what an adorable little puppy. Oh, you fuzzy little dog.
What's the matter with its foot, Ted?
I put splints on it.
Oh, you shouldn't play that way with a poor little thing. It's cruel.
I wasn't playing. It's real. Puppy had a broken leg, and I fixed it.
So sweet.
Let me see the dog, Ted.
Here. Be careful, Doc.
There, little fellow. No one's going to hurt you.
Gee, look at the way he's licking Doc's hand, Judy.
Yeah.
Well, say, you've done a remarkably good job setting this leg, Ted.
I have?
Yes, you have, and applying the splints.
Oh, it was easy. I caught on from watching you.
I don't believe I could have done a much better job myself.
I fixed up other animals, Doc. Birds with broken wings and chickens, too.
So that's what you've been using that tool shed for, huh?
I told you it was my office.
You're learning rapidly, Ted.
Gee, thanks, Doc.
Well, you better take the puppy back to the shed now.
Okay.
And I'll prescribe a correct diet for him. Birthday cake, Dr. Christian, with 15 candles. Count them.
Oh, it's beautiful, Judy.
It's the best I could bake in that oven of yours. Why don't you get a new stove, anyway?
It certainly is beautiful.
I'll leave it right here on the dining room table till I clean up the kitchen.
What time is it now, Judy?
Oh, goodness, school must be out. It's nearly 3:30.
Ted's teacher said he'd telephone as soon as class was dismissed.
That was a wonderful idea of yours, Dr. Christian, asking Mr. Franklin to keep Ted after school so the other children could get here first.
Oh, but Ted, he'll be furious.
Yeah.
He knows there's some sort of a surprise waiting.
Well, that must be Mr. Franklin now.
I'll answer, Judy. Hello? This is Dr. Christian. Oh, yes, Mr. Franklin.
It is.
What's that? You want me to come over to the school at once? I see.
What's happened, Dr. Christian?
The Melrose boy has been hurt.
Oh.
What's that, Mr. Franklin? You're afraid he's seriously injured? But how did it happen? I see. In a fight. Oh, I see. Yes, I'll be right over.
Oh, Dr. Christian, you're upset. What is it?
It's Ted.
He's had an accident?
He got in a fight with the Melrose boy as soon as class was dismissed.
Oh.
Apparently they were alone together in the room. Oh, get my bag, Judy.
Yeah.
Quick.
Here it is, Doctor. Here's your coat.
Call after party, Judy. Tell the children to go home.
All right.
Then you better come over to the school. I may need you.
Did Ted hurt the Melrose boy badly?
Knocked him out cold. And they can't revive him. Mr. Franklin.
I'm sorry, Doctor, but you're too late.
Too late? What do you mean?
Buddy Melrose died a few moments ago.
No. No, it couldn't be.
It's true. And I regret to say that Ted Gallagher is responsible.
No.
You should have known that boy would get into serious trouble sooner or later, Dr. Christian. If he had only been sent to reform school where he belonged instead of your meddling, this could not have happened today.
Doc, they say I killed Buddy Melrose.
Oh, there, Ted. Get a hold of yourself.
I didn't. Honest, I didn't. I wouldn't kill anybody.
Oh, Teddy, dear. Pull yourself together and tell us what happened.
I hit Buddy. I didn't hit him hard. I couldn't have hit him hard enough to kill him.
That is beside the point. Roddy Melrose is dead, and you are responsible for his death.
I'm not, I tell you. I couldn't be.
Dr. Christian, isn't it possible that Buddy Melrose hit his head when he fell?
No, I'm afraid not. There's not a mark on the body.
Can't you tell us what happened, Ted? How you got in the fight?
Listen to me, Ted. You must answer me truthfully. What were you and Buddy fighting about?
I can't tell you.
Oh, but you must, Ted. How can we help you if you won't tell?
Well, I won't tell. Not ever.
Oh, Teddy, don't be that way. Won't you even tell Dr. Christian in private?
No.
Oh, Ted, you're making everything so hard for yourself and for us.
Okay. If you don't want to believe in me, you can all go to blazes.
Oh, Teddy.
You see how impossible the boy is?
Look here, Ted. If you won't tell us, you must have a pretty good reason. Now, I want you to go quietly.
Go? Go where?
The police are waiting.
Doc, don't let them take me. I didn't kill Buddy, I tell you. Honest, I didn't.
And I believe you, Ted. I'll keep a stiff upper lip.
You mean I've got to go with them?
Yes, Ted. There's nothing else we can do right now.
But, Doc...
Don't be afraid, Al. I won't let you down.
Dr. Christian never let anybody down in his life, Teddy. Just go quietly and be a man, Teddy.
Okay, Mr. Franklin. I'm ready.
Mr. Franklin... May I speak to you alone?
Why, yes. Ted, you wait outside.
Mr. Franklin, isn't there something we can do?
I'm afraid not, Dr. Christian. Ted has always been a vicious, incorrigible character. The whole town knows that, and they'll demand justice when they hear what has happened today.
Justice? Who in River's End knows this boy as I do?
I have talked with the parents of the other children. They've objected to Ted Gallagher being in the same classroom with their sons and daughters. But because of their respect for you and your faith in the boy, they've been willing to take a chance, too.
Oh, but they don't understand. It was no more of a chance that they'd ask for a child of their own if they were faced with the problem of a boy like Ted.
Perhaps not. But murder is another thing. The whole town will be up in arms about this, Dr. Christian. And unless I'm greatly mistaken, they'll put Ted Gallagher where he belongs this time.
It's murder, that's what it is. That awful boy should be put away somewhere for keeps.
Ted Gallagher never was any good. It's about time we saw to it. He's put someplace where he can't do any more harm.
Gee, Mom, are they going to put Ted in the electric chair? Are they?
The mothers of this town must stand together. Ted Gallagher must be taken away this time. It's up to us to see that he is.
Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Judge Ladman.
This is a serious charge against you, Ted. The most serious charge known to man. The taking of a human life.
I didn't, sir.
Well, the whole town believes you did, and they're demanding punishment for you. Your only hope of defense would be your reason for striking the Melrose boy.
He made me mad.
Then you quarreled first before you struck him?
Yes, sir.
What were you quarreling about? Well?
Can't tell you that.
Then I'm afraid there's no hope for you, Ted.
Please wait just a few minutes more, Judge. I'm sure the doc will be here.
Well, I'm afraid not. I have other matters pending that... Well, good morning, Dr. Christian.
You don't mind my walk right into your office, do you, Judge Latimer? The door was open.
Why, of course not, Doctor.
I have something here I want you to see.
What's this, the report of the autopsy?
Stating that Buddy Melrose died of a cerebral hemorrhage and not the blow struck by Ted Gallagher.
The autopsy proved it?
Yes. Buddy Melrose had a congenital defect of the blood vessels, the brain. And during the quarrel, but Ted became so excited that a rupture of a blood vessel in the ventricle occurred before the blow was struck and resulting in his death. The other children told me that they had heard both of the boys quarreling violently from the adjoining classroom before the fight began.
Well, good work, Doctor. I congratulate you.
Gosh, that's wonderful, Doc.
It took a long chance, Ted, but it proved I was right.
Well... I guess there's no charge against you now, Ted. But you'll have to toe the line in the future.
I knew I didn't hit Buddy very hard.
Oh, you can run out and get your things together if you'd like, Ted.
Okay, Judge. Gee, Dr. Christian. Thanks.
All right. Dr. Christian?
Yes, Judge.
No, you're not the only sleuth around here.
What do you mean?
Well, I think I know what caused the fight between those boys.
You do? What?
Well, this note will interest you. We took it out of Ted's pocket. Read it.
Dr. Christian is a fake. He's a great big clown. Phony medicine he does make. We should run him out of town.
Well, somebody has peculiar ideas about your profession.
Oh, but this isn't Ted's handwriting.
No? I think you'll find it was Buddy Melrose who had the talent for rhyming.
And the curtain comes down on this week's Dr. Christian story. In a moment, we'll have our star, Gene Herschel, out here to tell you about next week's play. Meanwhile, here's a thought. Have you looked over the contents of your medicine cabinet lately? It's a good idea to go through it at frequent intervals and check up on your supply of emergency remedies, such as Vaseline jelly. When you have Vaseline jelly on hand, you have a remedy effective in the treatment of minor burns and scalds, cuts, scratches, chapping, chafing, and many other minor skin injuries and irritations. You can always count on the safety of Vaseline jelly. Vaseline jelly is absolutely free from any harmful ingredients whatever. It is refined in the making until it's pure enough to eat. Your druggist also carries several specialties under the famous Vaseline brand. Vaseline carbolated jelly, Vaseline borated jelly, Vaseline camphor ice, and Vaseline lip ice. Ask him about their special uses. And remember, whether you are buying regular Vaseline jelly or one of the specialties, be sure to look for the trademark Vaseline. It is your guarantee of absolute purity. Well, that's enough for me now, because I know you're waiting to greet our star, Gene Herschel, who plays in this Dr. Christian series the most popular role of a long and active theatrical career. Dr. Christian. What will be the excitement in River's End next week, Dr. Christian?
Well, as a matter of fact, the excitement has already begun. We have a handsome young man in town who's fallen in love with Judy, for which I certainly can't blame him. But the trouble is that Roy Davis is suffering such pangs of jealousy that this old doctor's life is miserable. But we'll let you all into the whole plot next Wednesday night at this same hour. So until that time, I'll say good night.
Coming soon to your local theater is the new Gene Herschel picture, Meet Dr. Christian. This is the first of a new series of RKO radio pictures based on the Dr. Christian radio program, starring Gene Herschel in his most popular role. Don't miss seeing River's End and the Good Doctor and many of the other friends you've heard on this program in Meet Dr. Christian. This is Arthur Gilmore bidding you all good night for the makers of Vaseline Preparation. This is Columbia Broadcasting System.